It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Nico Collins, and we're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier and the Trash Man. And boys, we've officially kicked off football. This actually, after having the Hall of Fame game last night, we're not going to have football this weekend. But after this weekend, not a weekend until February without football. Can you believe it? We've made it. Get through the weekend and you're done. It's unbelievable. So pumped to be here. We got some news coming out of NFL training camps. I am working on an update from version 3.0 to version 3.1 of the PPR cheat sheet available over at rosterwatch.com. All cheat sheets are available right now. We're going to run some simulations using those. And when we do so, we remind you that with a pro membership at rosterwatch.com, you get access to all of those sheets, all of those tools. And then once you actually have your draft and you've dominated it using our magical, mystical, mythical tools, you can have access to us to help you with your sit start decisions. You can get the waiver wire cheat sheets, snap counts, targets, touches, all the data every single week, touchdown dependency. What all is there? Trash Man's flex rankings every week to help you with your tough sit start decisions, the hyper DFS lineup generator, the underdog and prize picks, and just player prop cheat sheet that hit 62% last season. So make sure and check that all out with a pro membership at rosterwatch.com. We're only telling you about it because this is the time of year that this is our business season. And so we really need signups right now. If you guys can go rosterwatch.com, sign up, support your boys. All right. You have news to get to. Trash Man, let's start with you.
All right. Braylon Allen, one of the stars of Jets camp so far.
Well, Cody and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, and it's been enough of a drumbeat with Braylon Allen to where I did move him up to where I've been getting him in some of these simulations. And the good news is you can still get him 13th round. He's going right now at around the same time wherever, or I don't know if he's going here, but you can get him around the same time as where you start becoming interested in players like the Trey Bensons or like the Nick Chubbs, just maybe a little bit before like the Roschon Johnsons and the Dylan Sampsons, which, you know, those are the kind of picks, man, 12th, 13th, 14th round that I really love making more than some kind of, you know, as much as Cody has talked to about the wide receivers, like the Cedric Tillmans of the world, or, you know, sometimes a Rashid Shaheed falls or something, like you're just like, man, aren't I more interested in like these super possible high impact handcuff and or rookie running backs that are in these backfields that we're not quite sure what to make of right now? I mean, just with the Jets, Cody, I know you have to say your piece on this. I'm surprised you're not as pumped about Braylon Allen as I thought you would be, considering how high you were on him as a prospect coming out of Wisconsin. But I you hear Breece Hall, and we've talked about it on the show. Was it last week or was it earlier this? We do it every day, so it's hard to remember. But about how he had the press availability where he's like, yeah, like I'm not going to get paid before this year. I'm not their guy, you know, all this stuff. And you could tell he feels a little bit like he's got to go out and prove it, which makes me kind of like Breece Hall. You know, a motivated Breece Hall to me is very, very enticing. But there's a significant ADP difference in where these players are going. Could Breece Hall still be a value where he's going? Well, of course he could be. He's Breece Hall. But you're talking about a guy you take in the third round versus a guy you need to take in the 13th round. And a lot of the reporters, Cody, are saying we could be looking at a 1A, 1B situation here.
I think I like the value and where Breece Hall is going a little bit more than where Braylon's going. I don't have Braylon buried by any means. I mean, the ADP has him ahead of Roschon. I have him ahead of Roschon type of situation. He's right around that Algier, Jalen Wright. I really like Braylon. The offensive line rankings came out good for the Jets. They're 20th, but I think that they're like the Steelers, who they're back-to-back with in the offensive line rankings at rosterwatch.com, a team that is youthful and has transitioned from these 40-year-old tackles to these 20-year-old tackles. And so there's a lot of room to grow as a unit, along with having a healthy Justin Fields would benefit that rushing game. So I think everything's consolidated there, and I do like Braylon Allen if he's on the field. That's the other side of it is just staying healthy, because I know he's got the knee soreness and stuff, obviously. And I'm not out on him. I think the half and standard sheet were at like a 5 to 8% rate of getting Braylon Allen. So I got nothing wrong with it.
I mean, the thing is, like, I think a lot of these teams are kind of – they see the success that the Lions have been having with that 1-2 punch. I mean, you can have two viable fantasy backs these days, you know? And so I like that value on Allen, potentially getting him that late and him being, you know, kind of that short yardage goal line type of back for the Jets, where you can still have a Breece Hall who can break off big runs. He doesn't need a lot of touches to get his.
Talking about Braylon Allen being the David Montgomery, he's being vastly underdrafted here. And you said, like, other teams see it. Well, of course they see it. Aaron Glenn was their defensive coordinator last year. Tanner Engstrand. He was not the run game coordinator, but he was the passing game coordinator for the offense. Of course they'd know about that. This is no secret to them that a Montgomery Gibbs kind of platoon is good. So it's not just somebody poking up their head and noticing. It's somebody coming from that actual system and saying, you know, it's like they got hired. They got hired because people like what they did there. So, look, I hate to say it, but for the price, I'm in on Braylon Allen. I mean, I'm in. It's like the reports keep coming in. I do feel like it's a small hive of reporters that keep really, really, really beating the drum for him. So that worries me a little that, you know, somebody could be sort of in
league. I don't know how many reporters they got covering the Jets these days.
Yeah, the Jets might stink, dude. But gosh, talk about a media contingent. They have 100 of them. They're reporting on how bad they stink from year to year. It's not a small group, as you well know. All right, Cody, what stands out to you as far as news for kind of roundup from the week?
All right, so this one has been – I didn't want to bring this up on, you know, like the Wednesday show. We didn't do a show yesterday, and I waited. And I'm going to ask this question because this has been 4 straight days of thump, thump, thump coming out of the Tennessee Titans media conglomerate. They've interviewed this guy like 10 times every practice, after every practice. And videos keep popping up of him having good practices. And Teron Davenport saying he's doing punt return drills. And he's talked about the importance of special teams. And I read a report this morning from Easton Freeze, NFL reporter for the Titans for A to Z Sports. And 3 days ago, he made a tweet and said, James Prochet is going to mess around and make this football team. James Prochet. He says today, this morning, James Prochet is the most productive receiver in 11-on-11 through 6 training camp practices. He has been impressive at all 3 levels of the field. These are things that are true. Important to remember who Prochet is mostly repping against in the 11-on-11. He's not going against the first team on a rep-by-rep basis, but he is still going against them. Now, again, what we do know about this Tennessee Titans receiver room is it's young. It's Chim Dike. It's Alec Amanner. It's Xavier Restrepo. You got the old man, Tyler Lockett. Probably doesn't have a lot of juice. And then you got Calvin Ridley. The thing about Prochet is he's literally never caught an NFL touchdown. He's also never had more than 202 yards in a season. But and I'm not like, I'm not here trying to sell you on James Prochet more than I'm trying to bring it up and say two things. And it's kind of a question slash conversation point being, if Prochet is potentially like a go-to for Cam Ward and he looks good in practice, does that say more about, all right, maybe this guy's going to be a sixth or seventh year breakout? Or does it, should it tell us, hey, we need to stay away from like everything but Ridley, period, in this offense. Like, don't even dream about Xavier Restrepo. Don't even dream about Lockett or Chig or any of this stuff. Just know, like, if Prochet is making these dudes look this way, we need to stay away from it.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, so is Jaquan Jackson still on the – I can't believe we're talking about these guys. Is Jaquan Jackson still on the roster there?
Yeah. Yes.
What about Colton Dowell? No, I think I saw that Colton Dowell got waived the other day.
Yeah, I don't think Dowell is.
So Prochet is still there.
And he, dude, when they're doing like the, you know, doing footwork drills and stuff, he's, I mean, you know, Calvin Ridley's like, you know, the, you know, up yeah. there in the footwork king very conversation. Good.
Yeah.
You know, he's,
well, the thing, the one thing that worries me, I mean, for one, this, he's clearly, we're not drafting Prochet.
Obviously, yeah. More than anything, this would be like, if you think this is a thing, this is a deep, 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 deep dynasty just add mm-hmm. at this point. But more so the conversation I'm trying to bring up is everything in Tennessee, you know, is he potentially going to shoestring on to this Cam Ward thing because he's a rookie quarterback and that's going to be like a guy that potentially just makes the roster and does milk out some of these targets away from a Lockett or something like this?
To me, this just shows this like – no, it's probably like – I mean, some places have Lockett listed as a starter. I'm not sure that's going to really be the case. I mean, I don't –
but it's such a young room, though, outside of Washington. You have to.
I just think this means – I mean, look, Chim Dike is making the team. Ian Manor is making the team.
Ridley.
It feels like Restrepo is making the team, right? Ridley is, of course, making the team. Van Jefferson is, of course, making the team. I guess Lockett is. So, with Prochet, he's always going to – James Prochet, like – I think back on him as a high schooler, and I'm like, this guy's a – like, you talk about his footwork and stuff. He was like a prodigy, dude. And yeah. He, like, whenever he's come out of high school, it was like everybody was like Prochet. That, like, he was, like, at these camps up there in the Dallas area, was like a Pied Piper getting all the others to come. He was always leading the drills and stuff. And that's how most of these guys are. They're playing in the NFL now, you know, whether they're good or not. They were awesome high school prospects. But he continues to work with Coach D Rob, it always opens. So I know that in these types of settings and in camp settings and stuff like that, D Rob's going to have him ready for it. I think more than anything, the fact that we're starting to hear about guys like James Prochet and are these plays from Cam Ward?
Yeah, it's a mixture of Cam Ward and then I don't know who I can't remember which.
They have Tim Boyle there. They have Brandon Allen. It's probably one of those.
Brandon Allen's the other one.
Yeah. So I think,
but there is a lot. There's a grip of Cam Ward stuff coming too.
To me, dude, this just comes down to like Cam. I don't care what people say, dude. I think that Cam Ward's going to be kind of good, I think he's going
to. Who's saying he's going to be bad?
What?
Who's saying he's not going to be?
Well, trash man, the whole narrative was like the whole narrative whenever the Tennessee Titans took him was like, all right, I mean, they're taking a guy that with the number one pick that was like he was recruited to play like Incarnate Word. I mean,
nobody's thinking this kid's going to be a bust.
I don't think so either. But there was a legitimate conversation that we had here on this channel and that people were having across all of the football space. It's like, well, is Cam Ward a good enough quarterback prospect to where the Titans are going to take him over in, like an Abdul Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it like he's fine, you know, but gosh, that feels like a needs based pick. The Titans met him and they saw the kind of guy he was, man. I know it's like it's totally just football guy stuff. It's not really fantasy relevant at all, but I can't get out of I'm kind of a football guy. And so whenever you see, like, today his interviews after practice today, they're like, "Why do you get up at 4:30 in the morning to get here so early?" And he's like, "Well, because my dad I watched my dad for my whole life get up at 4:30 in the morning to go work a job he hates. So why should I not get up at 4:30 in the morning to come do a job that I love? And I expect all of my teammates to have that same attitude." You just think yourself real quick, dude. That sounds like a guy who people are going to like.
A leader from day one. He seemed like a leader from day one, even from the draft. I mean, just like his unflappable nature. But the thing is, Brochet, look at the teams he's played with. I mean, he played with the Ravens, which, I mean, unless you're, you know, a deep threat receiver, you're probably not getting much action in that offense. Played for the Browns, who stunk. I mean, this might be the first actual situation where he could actually, you know, make some hay in that offense. So, I mean, I think there's a possibility.
To me, what this comes down to is take Cam Ward as your QB3 in Superflex. You can get it done so easy, dude. Like, I can run a Superflex mock here in a minute and show you. It's like, I'll bet you it ends up getting Cam Ward because I think it's a smart move right now. All right. What do you have? I can't believe that was Cody that brought up Prochet and not Trash Man.
Hey, we're all trash. We're all a little bit.
You're
a little bit of Trash Man.
You don't put that evil on me, Ricky.
You already have it, Alex. You just can't see it. Caleb Johnson.
I can't believe it. I just thought you said David Johnson. I said, have you turned into Cody saying that Leonard Fournette and David Johnson?
Trash Man living rent-free in your subconscious. So Caleb Johnson off to a rough start in early pass protection drills.
Oh, shit.
Not good news.
I mean, dude, you don't got to get me started on this. I've said it the whole time that I'm becoming more and more worried about Caleb Johnson. I was actually thinking today about Caleb Johnson and PPR vis-a-vis Tony Pollard. You know, speaking of the Titans, and just wondering, I'm like, dude, if this pass pro and Trash Man, I'm glad you brought it up because it continues to be something that the Steelers beat talks about. I hope Cody, are you going to get to Steelers camp? By the way, we have Byron at Bucks camp today. So make sure and keep an eye on the channel. I don't know if I'm going to hop on with him and talk to him or whether he's just going to get out his stupid phone and do a selfie out there in front of him and say, "Oh, I'm Byron here." It'll be something from Byron from Bucks camp. But Cody, I think you're going to Steelers camp, right? So you can investigate this.
Correct.
Look,
I'm going to go up there and watch them run 0-4 personnel. or 14 personnel, and they're going to run the hell out of the ball.
Look, that's – and it's thanks
to – tight end sets.
It's thanks to our pro members at RosterWatch.com, of which we're asking you to go sign up right now to get your cheat sheets and all your tools, that we can take those kinds of trips and get that kind of information for you because we want to know with our own two eyes what's going on with Caleb Johnson, because if he looks bad to Cody's eyes as far as his past pro stuff, he's going to look bad to Aaron Rodgers' eyes. And Aaron Rodgers is like, that's the kind of stuff where he's going to care. So I don't know, Cody, I'll hand it to you. I'll spin up the Caleb Johnson thing and you can talk about all the volume he's going to get and stuff. But I'm just, I think the Trash Man's right that there's a little bit of room for worry about the guy.
So you think we got a little Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones throwback situation going on?
I forgot what exact dynamic you're kind of talking about.
Well, it was just pure cuckery. It was like everything in fantasy was like, hey, we want to play. We want to get some Aaron Jones. And it was like, well, Jamal Williams is the one that's on the field because Jamal Williams is the one that Aaron Rodgers trusts. Remember, that was back in the James Starks days. You got James Starks. You got Jamal. James Starks was old at that point, but Jamal Williams. And then you had Aaron Jones. And Jones was a rookie coming out of UTEP. And Jamal had been there for, I think, a year or two. And – they just kept running Jamal out there. Jamal would get the touchdowns, and everyone's like, well, Aaron Jones is good. Why is he on the field more? And I don't remember if it was exactly pass protection or not. I know the body types are much different between those three guys and Caleb and Warren and Gainwell. You got three entirely different body types right now. But, yeah, if he's not happy with the pass protection from Caleb Johnson, you're going to get much more Jalen Warren. We've talked about the drumbeat from Jalen Warren. You know, the last 3 years I've been to Steeler camp. You go up there and I talked to Bo Marciani and all these other guys that are reporting on these guys on a daily basis. And they're like, Jalen Warren. Jalen Warren. I'm like, listen, but who does Mike Tomlin put on the field? And every year it's been Najee Harris, right? And if I go up there and it's Caleb Johnson, that's going to be all I need to know, because what Mike T says goes. And if I go up there and Jalen Warren's the one in the backfield, we just got to believe what it is, because we know Jalen Warren can average 5 yards a carry. We know he can catch out of the backfield. We know he can pass protect. So, that's one that, like, I wasn't even the biggest Caleb Johnson fan coming out of the draft, right? There was people that we know in the space that had him as, like, running back. I think somebody had him as running back one, running back two. Somebody actually did that over Genty. That's a true fact. Not somebody I would follow and listen to, but it happened. Running back two, running back three, I didn't quite think he was in that conversation. I thought he was a really good back, Latavius Murray-esque type of situation. But I loved the situation in Pittsburgh for Caleb Johnson. So if I go up there and he's not getting the Najee Harris role, which I've seen, like I said, the last 3 years with my eyes, I don't know if Najee's been able to see that this year, but I'm going to be able to go see it. And if I do, I'm going to keep on drafting Caleb Johnson.
All right. We'll see. Let's see if we can draft Cam Ward here in a super flex draft. I'm going to open up the cheat sheet here, and it's loaded into the mock draft simulator over at Fantasy Pros. I've loaded up a draft here in a 12-team league. This is a super flex draft, half point PPR. It gave us the 10 spot here. So it could be one wherever we get a situation where we're having to take some later quarterbacks and stuff like that. Again, all I'm going to be doing is following the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper, the same three simple rules that you've been using on the original draft cheat sheet for, I don't know, but not, isn't just decades now. Is it? Yeah. Decades and millions and over a million downloads of the cheat sheet, the original three-step cheat sheet at rosterwatch.com. And this is how it goes. All right. So this is a super flex, one quarterback, two running backs. How did I set it up? One quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, a super flex, a defensive kicker, and six bench spots. She says take Jamar Chase at the 110. Justin Jefferson at the 203. This is the kind of thing you can get.
How's
Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and super flex.
Insane.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's because Bo Nix went at the 109, Mayfield the 107.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's what's happening.
I haven't done
this. This could go sideways because look, man, this is part of the transparency too. This could go sideways. I have not updated this sheet. I updated PPR yesterday. I've not updated this sheet as we record this Friday morning. I've not updated it since Wednesday, and ADP shift a lot. I'll be getting it updated today, but we'll just see, man. That, like, people know that we're here to test this thing over and over. All right, so this thing could get wacky. It's a three wide receiver start with Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Drake London.
Sick. Sounds sick.
Oh, well, then now it's getting too weird. Ladd McConkey at the 403.
Chase B would have been dirty there. Chase B.
Chase, Jefferson, Drake London, McConkey. Let's just see. I trust the cheat.
There's your ADP conversation, though. That ADP right there is, like, shifted a little bit.
All right. So we might – I think the cheat sheet might get us here with Chuba and possibly Omari and Hampton. That would be incredible. Chuba at the 510. It says we need to take. Let's see if Omarion falls. Omarion falls to the six. Dude, just trust the sheet, man. It knows where ADPs are going, and it knows how to leverage it. I hope. Knock on wood. Omarion Hampton. Okay. Oh, 7-10. We just talked about our boy Caleb Johnson. We talked about the knocks that we had on him. But with that being said,
are we taking Caleb Johnson over George Pickens?
We currently, and I think in half point PPR, you kind of do right now. I mean, the ADP is four spots apart in half PPR. Let's take Caleb Johnson. I want to get a third running back. All right. Caleb Johnson here.
Well, now you can potentially get GP.
I kind of want to take Brian Robinson and just even up the running backs and the wide receivers.
I would agree with you.
Okay, let's just take Brian Robinson. I'm not worried about the Ja'Cory Kroski merit stuff like a lot of people are.
Trash man's shaking off on us.
Michael Penix, super flex. Let's take the Penix, Drake back, right? Stack, all right, we'll do that. We're going to get our guy Juwan Jennings here at the 10:03. Now the cheat sheet says, so Jaden Blue and Stafford, can we just take Blue?
Wait, do you think we're going to get a quarterback?
Yeah, there's Stafford, Bryce Young, and Geno right here in this whole area.
I mean, there's layers to that to me. Like, Treshman, what do you think about those three quarterbacks? Like, to me, those are three different tiers.
Yeah, those are three very different tiers to me. I don't want Bryce Young if I can help it.
Okay. Do you like – so we already have Penix. Do you want to take Stafford?
I think that's a good combination of veteran and young guy.
I think Blue might fall too.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if Blue will fall. Okay, so we got Blue anyway. So we'll get Jaden Blue here, and we'll see what happens. We'll get Bryce Young anyway. So this whole thing was to take Cam Ward, but as it turns out, we are not going to be able to take Cam Ward. We'll take Bryce Young and Dalton Kincaid with the last two picks. So it shows you how these teams go, man. And if you didn't want Ward, you could have taken Darnold, right?
Where did Ward go?
What?
Where did Ward go?
Ward went.
If you auto draft, it'd probably pop up.
Yeah, it's gonna take too long to scroll through and find the exact spot he went. It didn't happen for us that time. I would have liked to have seen it, but I think it's a sick draft. So we got our quarterbacks here in Superflex of Michael Penix, Matthew Stafford, and Bryce Young. Our running backs are Chuba Hubbard, Omarion Hampton, Caleb Johnson, Brian Robinson, and Jaden Blue. Our wide receivers here are just so stacked. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Drake London, Ladd McConkey, and Juwan Jennings. And our tight end is Dalton Kincaid. This is going to be a really good grade.
97.
Especially from the 10 hole. Let's
auto draft 94. Defense.
97 out of 100. I mean, look at this. It's what you get, man. It's what you get. You know, we put a lot of work into the podcast. We put a lot of work into the shows. We put a lot of work into making sure that we're here for you guys every day, helping you out with the knowledge that you need to dominate in fantasy football. But if you want us to be kind of there with you, like Trash Man sitting on one shoulder, Cody on one shoulder, me kind of hanging around your necklace or whatever, make sure you go to Roster Watch and download the ultimate draft cheat sheet.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.